This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
And I work at it, too. I'm Joe Bettini, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to be with you. Hey, head over to the website, therealside.com. We can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's 1,000 things you can do up there on the website, including getting involved in a conversation with smarter people than myself. And I do mean that, because I got to tell you, watch the conversation. Listen to what I have to say. There are smarter people than me up there. Seriously. Anyway, you know, I do appreciate the time you spent. We've got some great stuff going on tonight. We've got our mad black man from Baltimore going to join us in the second hour, and I am sure he is wound tighter than God knows what. Seriously. I mean, after what Trump did last week and talking about how is it that the black community can keep voting for Democrats after 40, 50, and 60 years of enslavement. Yeah, you heard me. Enslavement. And some people get all bent out of shape because I'm the white guy, and I'm talking about enslavement. I'm talking about slaves. I'm talking about black issues. You know, the only thing I got to say is get over yourself. I'm not going to stop. You might as well get used to it. And right after the first break here, we're going to talk about you ready for this one? I think we're going to talk about this. You know, sometimes I screw up and I get the guests mixed up, but I think I got this one right. And Dr. Troy Lawrence will join us. And we're going to talk about the origins, right? The origin of matter, space, time, life. Is the Earth 600 billion years old? Or is the Earth 6,000 years old? Is the, you know, can science and God coexist? Right? I mean, seriously, you constantly hear how you Christians, I'm one too, but I like doing it this way, you Christians are a bunch of fools. You believe that God created everything and you don't believe in science. And no, actually, good Christians do believe in science. We just don't believe that science made God. We believe that God made science, right? God created the scientific world. It isn't that hard. You don't need a degree. Maybe that's what gets them mad. You don't need a degree for it. So to move on, before I run out of time, because I got to hit this. Did you hear about the parents going, and I don't blame them. I've done the same thing. They went out of their minds because to recite the Pledge of Allegiance in a Florida school required a waiver. Now, everything else they do in schools requires you to opt out, okay? Now they play that little game where they send this bucket and they send this barrel of paperwork home with you in the beginning of the year of all the things you have to opt out of so your kid doesn't get inundated with garbage. And one of those, you know, when it comes to sex education especially, you have to go through every piece of paper to opt them out of every little thing you don't want them to be part of. But in this case, interestingly enough, they've changed the rule. Now you've got to opt in if you want your child to be able to recite the Pledge of Allegiance. That's right. The mother said, I was immediately shocked when she said she thought it was a fake. She thought it was a joke, like it was a hoax kind of thing, right? But she went on to say that the next message was not a fake. It was a Pledge of Allegiance waiver from his niece's public school. in Tallahassee, Florida, of all places. I mean, unless I miss something, does that become now the socialist capital of the country? I went on to say, I understand my rights as a parent, and I request that my child, this is what the form says, I understand my rights as a parent, I request that my child, as noted above, be excused from reciting the Pledge of Allegiance. The request includes standing and placing his or her right hand over his or her heart. Wow, we have to get permission now. Isn't that great? Go on to find out, wonderful. I mean, we're no longer America. It really is. It's these convoluted states of chaos. That's what we should call the place now. This guy's sister-in-law returned the form to the school with the following message at the bottom. Instead of signing it, she wrote, God bless her, "This is the dumbest thing I've ever read, and I'm so ashamed of this." Now, Mr. Brennan is not one to post political stuff on his social networking pages, but when he saw the Pledge of Allegiance waiver, he just couldn't stand it. He couldn't stop himself. He couldn't resist. He said, "I thought it was definitely something that needed to be out on social media." He posted an image of the waiver on Facebook, and he wrote the following. "My niece brought this home from school today. What is happening to our country?" Indeed, what is happening to our country? Really, seriously. But it's not okay to recite the Pledge of Allegiance on a school grounds, okay? If you guys have been following the show any length of time, this is my biggest pet peeve. We have schools that won't fly the American public schools that won't fly the American flag because some of its students might feel bad. Hey, you know what? Get a hanky. You know what I'm saying? Or Brad Stein, one of my favorite comedians in the world. I love his line. Get a helmet. Just get a helmet. Maybe we should just give every kid who says no, we just give him a helmet. That simple, right? We have fire departments across the country that won't allow the firemen not only to wear American flag stickers, but they can't fly an American flag from the fire truck. Why? Because it might get somebody upset. You get me upset. I'm okay with that. Watch what happens. It's not a pretty thing. Really, it ain't. Oh, sweet Jesus. Can I say that? Did that get beeped? No, that was good. Okay. Anyway, no, I really do. It floors me to think we've gotten to the point where this is unacceptable. The pledge. Come on. Let it sink in. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. When we come back, we're going to find out if God and science can coexist for real. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back. Joe Messina, host of The Real Side radio show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right, the people at Liberty Health Share have plans that'll work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
You've got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Now listen, head over to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a whole bunch of things going on up there on the website. Smarter people than I are up and active in the chat room, and I do appreciate the time that you spend with me. Hey, look, if I bore you to death for whatever reason, I don't know how at this point, but if I bore you to death for any reason, you can always head up to the website. We've got people there having great conversation, usually with what we're talking about. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Now, you've heard me speak plenty of times about the age of the earth, about the fact that some people out there think that Christians are morons because we don't believe in science. And I've always said, and I'll say it again and again and again and again and again, it's not that any Christian with two brain cells to rub together, it's not that we don't believe in science. We just don't believe that science created God. We believe that God created science. It's really simple. You guys have just got it spun around in the wrong way. But really what I have is, I've got Dr. Troy Lawrence on the line with me, and Dr. Troy is a young earth creationist whose ministry and purpose is to reach others through teaching and sharing this incredible story. Now, Dr. Troy also has a book called The Origin of Matter, Space, and Time. Matter, Space, Time, and Life. Dr. Troy, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me on your show, Joe. I appreciate it.
And I always have a lot of fun with this because I don't know if you heard the opening lines there, that people consistently think that just because we're Christians, just because we believe in a God, that means that there's no way we can believe in science. I mean, did I hit that right or am I off on that?
You hit the nail on the head. The Bible never calls for anyone to rely on feelings or emotions. A matter of fact, it directly requires us to use sound judgment, to use logic. Paul reasoned the gospel, and God in Isaiah says, "Let us reason together." And Jesus, God in the flesh, said, "Ask, seek, knock." So repeatedly, the Bible's calling us to use our minds to think. So it's not the Bible versus science. That is incongruous. What it is science and the Bible versus the opinions of evolutionary scientists.
Yeah, I so much wish that we could get this message out. You know, the believers has got to figure this out, but even the non-believers have to figure out that we are not, I hate the term blind faith, right? The reason I believe in science, the reason that I believe the way science lays things out is because God has created that to help us understand. How is it that I'm going to screw this up because I do every time. You know, science didn't make, what is it, H2O becomes water? And I do that backwards again, right? H2O, okay. God created that. Science just called those things out so we can understand it. Put it in a way that we can work it through our menial little brains and work it through and make it happen. So let's go to the origin or the time frame of the Earth. How old is the Earth? And how did you come up with that conclusion?
Oh, okay. So there's so many ways to look at this. Right. We can garnish the age of the Earth by looking at the light, the distant stars. We can determine the age of the Earth by looking at the layers of the crust. We can look at the age of the Earth by the layers in the ice in the polar ice regions, the fossils in different strata. So it's whatever lens you look through, that's what's going to determine your conclusion. Are you looking through the atheistic lens of uniformitarian, that there's no catastrophic global flood, that there was no creation model, or are you looking through the lens of Scripture? So when you look at the layers of the ice, if you're looking through the atheistic lens of logic, you'll say, oh, those layers in the ice are yearly rings. Well, then there's 135,000 years of ice that we can tell. Well, now hold on a minute. If you look at the, there's a lost squadron from World War II that's buried down deep in the ice, and they're about at the 70,000 year mark. So there's another way to look at it. Those alleged yearly rings in the ice are actually more closer to just changes in temperature at which precipitation was deposited, such as, yes, cold and colder, but sleet versus snow versus hail versus a rain. In upstate New York, when they had those severe storms, you'll see layers of ice on the cars. And if you count those layers, if you're an atheist, you should come up with years. But a creationist would say those are just temperature swings. Another one is an atheist would say, well, look at the coal mines. Those formed over 20 million years slowly. Well, you know what? Not so fast. Mr. Messina and I, we can go into a lab with a piece of wood, seal it in a vacuum with clay and a little bit of water and bake it at 150 degrees Celsius, and in 8 months, we'll have coal. And Argonne Laboratories has produced coal in 2 months that is indistinguishable from all tests applied to it to coal that's allegedly 20 million years old.
Wow.
It just keeps going. An atheist would say, or a theistic evolutionist, well, hold on, the petroleum oil, that at least took 50 million years to slowly form. Not so fast. We can go into distillation, distill chicken byproducts, ligaments, tendons, veins, adipose, and combine it with algae in high heat, and it'll distill to petroleum in 30 minutes' time. So these alleged time frames are based on preconceived notions, not science. Even carbon 14, we can dismantle it because it's based on a belief that the creature died with a full complement of radioactive carbon? Well, we know that water limits the amount of solar energy hitting the atmosphere and converting nitrogen diatoms to radioactive carbon-14. So if someone follows scripture and science, and we see on the second day of creation where God separated the waters from the waters, and in my book I explain through science how that happened by cavitation, which is what we see every time you open a brand new soda bottle. When air trapped in solution comes out of solution and bubbles, that's cavitation. Well, then you have water above the atmosphere, and that water would freeze in place because there's no longer the pressure of the universe. There's no longer the weight of the universe pressing it down to keep it liquefied for heat, so it froze spherically around the Earth, and that filtered and limited the amount of C14 production from solar energy. So when the creatures died prior to the flood, they died already with trace carbon-14, and they didn't go through half-lives of every 5,700 years getting half and half of radioactive carbon-14. So it's all the lens you look through determines your outcome.
Yeah, I've heard carbon dating has been, I won't say dismissed, but it has been discounted because they found many flaws in it. I've also read, again, I'm not the science guy in the room today, and I've also read many articles about scientists. They're not religious scientists, not scientists that necessarily believe in God, but they're starting to say now more and more that the way the universe is laid out, the way it's working itself out, points to a higher power of some kind of divine intervention. I'll let you answer that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back. Can God and science coexist or work together? We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at vninc.com/prohealth. That's vninc.com/prohealth.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We are back. Hopefully you are too. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Also, if you're in an area, hop on the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll, take a look, and find out if there's a station close to you. Now, I want to tell you that, like I've been saying, if you have to listen on your smartphone, find your local radio station. Let me know, okay, what it is, let me know if they won't accommodate the show. Let them know you want to hear the show. It's really that simple. And if they won't take your call, call me. I'll get through to them. And we've done this several times over the last year where we've picked up a few stations because you call them, you let them know, you call me, I call them, and we get it worked out as a team. Anyway, we're talking about whether God and the science can coexist. Can they work together? And actually, at this point, who created who, right? You know what I'm saying? Dr. Troy Lawrence has joined me, and Dr. Troy Lawrence is a young earth creationist whose ministry and purpose is to reach others through teaching and sharing the incredible amount of evidence that supports the biblical account of creation. And I always appreciate the time that he's with me. He's the author of the new book called Origins, The Origin of Matter, Space, Time, and Life. Dr. Lawrence, thanks for joining me.
It's an honor to be on your show. Thank you.
Yeah, and again, like I said, this is not a topic that's foreign to my listeners. We have dealt with this before or spoken about this before. One of the questions that I want to ask you, we talked about it during the break, and it's coming up here. The transitional fossils. One of the arguments I have with my friends on when it comes to creationism versus evolution, versus how old the Earth is and how long it takes for things to happen. They say the Earth is billions and billions and billions of years old. Well, if that's true, and it's taken billions of years for us to grow from a tree, a plant, a twig, or whatever the heck we started from to where we're at today, shouldn't there be a bunch of transitional fossils lying around somewhere?
Well, that's a great question. So one thing that's really important for all listeners and Christians to understand is when you see a skull fossil, how do you handle it? And what's important to know, there's several things to know. You need to know the age at which that creature died. And they won't tell you this. They're only going to place these skulls in philosophical order to perpetuate the idea of going from smaller to larger. And so the reason it's important to know the age at which when that creature died is because the skull volume, the cranial volume, increases from embryological development to young children to adolescence and then finally to adulthood. The skull is always increasing until reaching adulthood. And it's important to even know at which age of an adult. So it's not enough to just know, hey, this is an adult skull or this is an adolescent skull or a teenager skull. That's not even sufficient. You need to know, A, isn't an adult, and then B, at what age was that adult? And the reason for it is, even though we have a cessation of vertical growth because of the epiphyseal plates fusing, the facial bones never stop developing. So imagine the patriarchal skulls, they would have more protuberances of the eyebrows and jaw and whatnot. We can look today at a 20-year-old female skull versus the same person when she's 65, her skull, and you're going to see subtle changes in development of the facial bones. That's why it's so vital to know not only is it an adult fossil skull, but at which age was the adult, because all life lived much longer in prehistoric times. The other thing that's important is to know what gender is the skull. And they won't tell you the gender. They merely want to put the skulls in philosophical order. Why is it important to know the gender? Well, predominantly, men are larger than women. So they're going to have larger muscles. Well, the muscles need origin and insertion sites. And so that means larger protuberances where the muscles insert the tendons into the skull. So you can look at the primates, chimps, gorillas, orangutans, and you'll see larger protuberances, prominences on their skull than the female will have much smoother surfaces.
So Dr. Lawrence, for those of us who didn't make it through the sixth grade, what's a protuberance?
Growth and points where the tendon met the bone.
Okay.
They're little ridges. Essentially,
okay.
Is what it looks like.
Perfect.
Yeah. And the other thing that's important is you look at all the entire fossil record. Everything was larger. Insects were larger. Four-legged creatures were larger. Everything. Botanical life was larger. Everything was larger, except for humans. We were the only ones incongruous to the entire fossil record. We were once the common ancestor that was smaller and then gradually evolved to something larger. That's not what we observe. Everything was larger back then. So you got to stick with science, the scientific method.
Yeah, it's when people start getting into this, and you know, when you talk to now, what is your degree in? What is your background? Let people know.
Did undergrad studies in biology and graduate study. I'm a doctor of chiropractic. That was my vocation for 15 years. Retired in 2012 to write this book. I was compelled by the Holy Spirit to do this. My patients independently came to me and said, Dr. Lawrence, you need to write these ideas down, because I would see my patients multiple visits and we would talk more than just health. We would talk creation and the global flood, and independently, each one of them, atheist, theistic, evolutionists, didn't matter. They said, Dr. Lawrence, this is really amazing stuff. You should write this down. So I said, God, if you want me to write this down, then sell my clinic. Well, I put it up for sale, and less than a week later, a doctor said he would take it. No negotiation.
Wow.
So he came and saw the clinic. But in my humanity, I knew I didn't ask enough. But in my spiritual relationship with God, I said, okay, let's do this. And so it took me 2 years to write the book.
Wow. All right. So let's talk about the big one that nobody seems to be able to explain, which is what happened to the dinosaurs? Weren't they wiped out by some large crater that hit the Earth? You know, it overshadowed the sun and it just killed the whole planet.
Okay. So, yes, a large asteroid did hit the Earth. We utilized that to commence the global flood. But when you look at from a scriptural reference, God directly says that two of every kind went on the ark, and it directly says to keep them alive. So Noah wouldn't have to take the large Brontosaurus or Argentosaurus. He would just take younglings, and so logistically there's no problem there. But when you go fast forward to six generations after the global flood, you had come to Job, and in Job chapter 40 and chapter 41, there's two dinosaurs that God tells Job to look at. One is the behemoth, and its tail was like a cedar tree. This is not a cedar tree that we would recognize 10, 20 feet tall. This was a Mesopotamian cedar tree that's 100 feet tall. So that rules out hippopotamus, rules out elephant. But there's one thing we know. Reptiles, and this is what dinosaurs were, reptiles will grow as long as they're alive. So today our reptiles don't grow that live that long, 20 years, 25 years, that sort of thing. So when you look at all the patriarchs, they all lived 900-plus years on average prior to the flood. And then the global flood occurred, and environmental changes resulted. One, you had the formation of the oceans, which limits vegetation growth. Two, you had the formation of the polar ice caps. And three, the deserts, all of which limit vegetation growth. Therefore, vegetation produces oxygen. Oxygen concentration decreased in the atmosphere. We can discern this from amber bubble samples, where oxygen is proven to be 31 to 35% higher in the past, and glacier core samples as well, the air bubbles trapped, prove oxygen was higher. Life thrives with oxygen. Arizona State University grew some insects in a hyperoxygen state, and they chose the concentration of 31% oxygen concentration, which is 50% higher today's value of only 21%, and all the insects were double in accelerated growth and larger. So that was one of the environmental conditions changed. The other one was the canopy rained down on the earth for 40 days and 40 nights, so that changed a buoyancy force. The canopy above the atmosphere provided high atmospheric pressure. High atmospheric pressure, meteorologists will tell you that there's no cloud formations and high pressure. No clouds, no rain. No rain, no rainbow. It explains why there was no rainbow until after the flood, Genesis 9. So all of these things can be explained. Even the mist that rose and watered the entire earth in Genesis 2, 6, that's explained with high atmospheric pressure from the canopy pressurizing the atmosphere. You would still have evaporation, but the hydrological cycle skipped the clouds and just went to...
Doctor, you got
to
hold that. You got to hold that thought. We got to go for a quick break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. We're talking about whether God and science can coexist. We'll be right back.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. sunshine-pillows.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby Normal.
We are back. I believe you are, too. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I just want to get right back to it because I don't want to waste any of his time. I've got Dr. Troy Lawrence on the line with me. He's the author of the book, Origins, The Origin of Matter, Space, Time, and Life. And, basically... He's a young Earth creationist whose ministry and purpose is to reach others through teaching and sharing the incredible amount of evidence that supports the biblical account of creation. You know, the reason I kind of chuckled was people just don't see a correlation, don't see how you can tie God and science together, and they're missing it so big they're missing it. The reality is that you can easily tie them together. And Dr. Troy, thanks for being with me today.
Amen. Thank you. It's an honor to be on your show.
All right. So one of the questions actually that I saw and it was also asked was, how did men and women live to be so old in ancient times, in the early days?
Yes, this is a great question. The patriarchs are recorded to live 900 plus years on average before the flood. So there's no mention of oceans prior to the flood. The deep is mentioned after. And every celestial body has markings of water as though it was once surrounded by water. And 50% of our planets in our solar system still have vestigial canopy that they once had called rings. Saturn, Jupiter, Uranus, and Neptune still have remnant rings. So on the second day of creation, God separated the waters from the waters. The waters below became the seas, and the waters of the above the atmosphere formed a canopy, and this canopy filtered cosmic energy, though it allowed light to come through for photosynthesis and life to thrive, it prevented and shielded the harmful cosmic radiation from mutating DNA. So NASA has figured this out. On long space travel, the water for the astronauts, they're no longer going to have inside the hole for long space travel. They're going to have it surrounding the hole to protect the astronauts. And Dr. John Sanford is on the cutting edge of this. He's a geneticist. And he has discerned that each generation is becoming more entropic in their DNA. In other words, in their DNA are more and more mutations, which harm the function code of information for the DNA. So we learned that there's a protein enzyme called telomerase. And telomerase's job is to go around and repair mutated DNA. So geneticists that are not Christians, when they see someone who lives an unhealthy lifestyle that Christians would call a sinful, ungodly lifestyle, such as alcohol, drug abuse, insomnia from stress, worry, bursts of anger, those cause mutations in the DNA, and it shortens the quality and quantity of life. And that's exactly what's written in Exodus 20, verse 4. God says, I'm a jealous God. I want your love that's rightfully due me. I'll visit the iniquities of the fathers to the third and fourth generation. We today, modern medical science has caught up and discerned that fathers pass on their mutated DNA through the chromosomes to their children. And the children can start off with a more mutated state. But God's not done. There's a telomerase in there. So when people live godly, they can have their mutated DNA repaired, and it prolongs life. And that's what God wrote in the next verse. But giving, and this is a quote, but giving blessings to thousands who love me. So mankind has discovered that if we can produce a synthetic telomerase, mankind will once again live 1,000 years. These are from secular genesis.
All right. Again, what is telomerase again?
It's a protein enzyme that's at the tips of DNA caps to prevent fraying. It also repairs mutated DNA and so forth.
Okay. What caused the ice age that we hear so much about?
Well, the question is, what caused the ice age? But is there enough water on Earth today to have a global flood? And the answer is yes. If you smoothed out the Earth, there would be enough water to cover the entire surface of the Earth by 1.5 miles. Now, why did I start off by saying if you smoothed out the Earth? Do I think there was no mountains before the flood? No, there was mountains, but there wasn't the large, epic, tall mountains that we see today that existed prior to the flood. This is written in Psalm 104. It says, God rebuked the waters from the flood, and he caused the mountains to rise and the valleys to sink down. That's fast tectonic plate movements. And every mountaintop has fossilized marine life, indicating that they were covered with water. So what would a global catastrophic flood that was super hot in the beginning but had chunks of ice landing at the polar regions to freeze woolly mammoths in the upright position with tropical food still in their digestive tract, so that froze quickly. What would a global flood do to an Earth? And you would result in an ice age from an Earth covered in water. And what would happen in an ice age is the polar ice caps would grow tremendously down to the middle of the United States and middle of Europe, and that would reduce the ocean level to approximately 200 feet below its current level. And you know what? That's exactly what we find. It's what's called the continental shelf. So people wondered, how did they get off the ark in Turkey and reach the island of Australia and the island of England? The answer is they walked or hopped or crawled because they were connected through the continental shelf. The ocean level was below the continental shelf. No problem.
You know, when you talk about earlier, we've hit on it a couple of times, more and more scientists seem to be either speaking out for questioning or just directly saying, look, the more we study this, the more some of us come in line with some kind of, I won't They can't say the word God. I guess they'd lose their license or something. But they talk more and more about some kind of intelligent design. Are you seeing that happening more and more in the scientific community?
Well, look, we don't wrestle with flesh and blood.
Right.
This is a spiritual battle. And even in 2 Timothy 4:3, God wrote, preach the word in season and out of season, for there will come a time when mankind will not endure sound doctrine. They will turn away from the truth and accumulate teachers to tickle their ears and their desires, and they will turn from the truth and turn towards a myth. One of those myths is the theory of macroevolution billions of years. Today, there are scientists that were atheists that are coming over because of what they see. Case in point, Dr. John Sanford was a vigilant atheist, and he is a young Earth creationist now. He's a geneticist. And another one is Machio Kaku, a physicist who postulated one of the renowned theories of string theory and quantum mechanics. He says, by mathematics, he has no way but to say that there is a God, and that's what he believes. Amazing. And there's other scientists that have converted as well. Dr. Mary Schweitzer is I think she's a theistic evolutionist, but a Christian nonetheless. She found soft tissue in a Tyrannosaurus rex long bone. You can't have soft tissue, red blood cells, white blood cells, connective tissue, in a creature that allegedly died 65 million years ago. Soft tissue won't last that long outside the body or in the elements. Dr. Mark Armitage, a professor at Cal State University of Northridge, who lost his job for this information, he discovered in the horn of Triceratops connective tissue as well, soft tissue, osteocytes, bone tissue. You can't have that in a creature that allegedly died 65 million years ago. And there's been other archaeologists that have found footprints of humans on the same strata as dinosaurs that have been allegedly extinct for 65 million years ago.
Yeah, I know. And for the quote-unquote lay people, you know, we sit there and watch this stuff and watch scientists, for all intents and purposes, they're fighting and arguing with each other when we're told, you know, when it comes to science, it's exact. You know, ever-changing, but exact. You should be able to conduct that same experiment and come up with the same result if it's true, correct?
Well, correct. Science is truth. It's 100% truth.
Right.
But that's not always what's going on. When the empirical data is coming in, when the science says, here's the data, here's the empirical data that we found, that's the science. Now then, the spin is the evolutionary scientist who comes in and puts their ideology onto the science. So science is actually wonderful. Science is an ally to God. Every Christian should run deep to science. Science means to know. As a matter of fact, in Romans 10:17, it says faith is increased through knowledge. Specifically knowledge of the scripture, but knowledge in general. And what that means is the more knowledge you have, the less faith it actually takes to accept what's written in the scripture. They work inversely proportional.
All right. Hey, Doctor, we are up against it. I'm sorry, I lost track of the clock because I was listening to you. Tell people where they can get your book quickly and where they can get more information on you.
My website is called creationministry.org. They can get my book there. They can donate to me. They can contact me and help me in whatever they need to do.
All right, that was great. I always appreciate these kind of conversations. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot coming up after the break. In the second hour, the guy you've been waiting for, Corey Duncan, our mad black man from Baltimore, joins us. We'll be back in a few minutes.